It is Thursday and time again for Across the Aisle, our weekly foray into Maine politics. This week, Cynthia Dill, an attorney and former Democratic legislator, Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, who served in Augusta as a Republican, and Dick Woodbury, an economist and former independent lawmaker. They spoke, as ever, with Keith Shortall.
Dick, Cynthia, Meredith, happy Thursday. So let's start here with the base of supporters that helped elect Governor Paul LePage two times, and a theoretical question. Does that base exist without LePage? Is it a commodity that can be transferred to any of the candidates who are running for that office this year, or does it dissolve when he leaves office because the glue that holds it together is his persona, Meredith?
Yes, no. So, yes, that it is somewhat transferable, because obviously what's really there is some idealistic things that have drawn his base together, which is somewhere between 42% and 44%, goes up and down sort of depending what's going on. And no, partly because obviously, you know, it brings different factions of the conservative and what was sort of the Tea Party, which has now sort of just evolved sort of conservative to libertarian. You know, they're all there. So the individual will always bring out, you know, a unique sort of set of all of those ingredients. So we have five Republican candidates running, of which, you know, perceivably, you know, four of them were all sort of vying for that same base. And I think that's where you'll start to see the fragmentation of the LePage base start to go in different directions.
Yeah, I think there was an organized, angry energy that that started as the Tea Party that very naturally coalesces around itself, and I suspect will remain in place and coalesce around one of the candidates. I think Meredith's right. It's not clear yet which candidate it's going to be. It seems unlikely that it's Mike Thibodeau, given that his oppositions with the governor in the past. But it's plausibly Fredette because of his helping LePage with the many vetoes by holding the House Republicans together. It seemed like it could be Mary Mayhew and potentially Sean Moody with his real populist appeal. So my sense is that it will probably stay together and coalesce around one person. I'm just not positive who it is yet.
Cynthia?
Well, I agree largely with what's been said. I do think it's an ideology that holds certain bases together. And in the LePage case, I do think it's transferable because there's such an emphasis by the Trump administration on nationalism and immigration and social issues and the repeal of Obamacare that there's going to be a group of people that are going to continue to feel strongly about that because the president is cheerleading them on to do so. And a candidate can certainly pick up on those vibes. And I think the LePage base will coalesce around one candidate.
So then how do they win that base? What are the themes that they have to put out in order to win the support of that base?
I really think what the Republican base looks for in a primary is really this this kind of strong man. Not necessarily it has to be a man, but they're looking for strength. And I do think that Governor LePage, when you're in a room with him, he exudes a sort of charisma that's very strong. And I think that's a real like turn on to a lot of Republicans. And so I think the person who can be that kind of strong, angry person that can carry the ideological water on immigration and welfare and social hot button issues is going to be the person who attracts the most primary voters.
So can Sean Moody do that, Meredith?
I don't think so.
Well, with that anger one, I was like, no, that's not necessarily an ingredient. I'd like to think that we could have a very successful Republican candidate who could exude confidence and also stick to the business and economic issues that we have and that really the people do care about without the anger piece.
All right. Next to the president's State of the Union address this week and the guest that Senator Susan Collins invited to the event, Maine GOP Chairwoman Demi Kazunas. Now, unlike other members of the delegation, Collins did not publicize her guest in a press statement. It was done quietly. And we know that there are divisions within the GOP. What was the message being sent there and to whom?
first of all, I should disclose that she is my dentist. And
excellent.
Yeah. And although she's not doing as much dentistry anymore, so I see her daughter or her husband. However, I don't see Dr. Demi, as she's fondly known, as a hard right, you know, Republican at all. She's a business person. She's been in business. She's an Army veteran. She's a mother. She's done incredible amounts of volunteer work. And I think it was really smart of Senator Collins to have a woman with her in Maine showing the new, I think what she hopes is the new face of the Republican Party. you know, the chair of the Republican Party is a perfectly appropriate guest.
But why then not say that in a, you know, in a press release or something?
I just think women are busy. And so that maybe at the last minute, they weren't sure if they were going to be able to make it. I have no idea. I'm reading into it. But to me, it's no big deal that they didn't do a press release.
Exactly. I absolutely agree with Cynthia. And Dr. Demi is her own person. And, you know, we're very proud of her, the hard work that she's doing. And it's not easy tiptoeing and walking that tightrope that's out there for the Republicans. And I would think that with all the hullabaloo about everything with the State of the Union address and who's coming and going, I'd like to think that Susan was busy taking care of business and invited, obviously knowing everyone's going to pay attention. We were happy to see Dr. Demi showed up in red. She looked great in the galleries and was very visible, unlike some other women that chose a different color.
Dick, nothing to see here?
It's interesting that we started our conversation today talking about the angry Tea Party LePage base. And there's this other side of the Republican Party, of which Susan Collins is the leader and symbol. And, you know, it's a side that I think some in the Republican Party would like to see gain back some of the power. And this, you know, this choice of a new chair for the party, you know, given that she was just appointed, I totally get that that inviting her to this event was a nice thing to do. And maybe this is going to help just a little bit, reweight the party back that direction a little bit.
Especially, I mean, I just said, Ad, in this environment of the Me Too and all of these allegations against so many men in media and politics, that I just think it's a strong message to invite a newcomer who is a woman who is now leading the Republican Party.
All right, Dick, Cynthia, Meredith, see you next week.